Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures lower again now for the second day in a row as the wide open harvest pressure weighs on the grain trade, and we're seeing a retreat from the recent strength that developed early this week, follow through from last week. On the wheat trade, after advancing a dollar higher from their fall lows into the, well, I should say more summer lows, into yesterday's highs, the retreat tied to mostly diminished wheat imports for Turkey, as October 15th was supposed to be going to be the end of Turkey's halt of imports of grain. Well, apparently they're going to extend that, and so Russian FOB FOB values had recovered this week, but they could soften here as expanding Turkish import demand maybe will not develop. So that has caused the wheat market to take some of the bloom off of the recent trade. So after rallying a dollar, we are now retreating about 20 cents as of present pricing, down 14 on Kansas December, 597.5, lower by 15.5 for Chicago, 588. Minneapolis, December, down 9.25, 637. March giving up 9.25 to 658. Corn, about a dime off of their highs, rallying 50 cents. Well, let's be exact. It's 49.25 cents from their August low to yesterday's high. On the retreat already by about a dime as full harvest pressure into the weekend. Plus, there's better optimism for rains next week to develop into Brazil. So corn on the defensive today, down 4.25 on the December, 424, off 5 on March, 441. Now soybeans also under that same pressure, better chances of rain. We had seen a high last week of near $10.70 a bushel. We're about 30 cents off that high after rallying about $1.20. So you kind of get the idea. It's basically a correction for now until proven the rains are coming. So down 6.25 right now on November, 10.39¾. January losing 6.5 cents, 10.58 even. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle trade, higher again today. Wednesday's sharp spike was retreated yesterday, but we're stronger again today as restocking of supplies from the run on beef and toilet paper on Wednesday is found. We're seeing choice up $2.56, putting us back over 300. We're at 302.36, select gaining $3.85, 287.14. Cash trade is in the south, seeing a dollar higher at 186. We're higher in other areas, $300 dressed in the north. So the board is up $1.15 on October, 187.15, gaining 82 cents for December, 187.22, February climbing 45 cents, 188.20. On the feeder cattle, higher by 72 cents October, but November up $1.27, 249.40. January, with the discounts, gaining $1.85 to 244.40. Hogs just couldn't add any more today. We're off 32 cents on October, 83.85. December down 17 at 76.22. Wild trade in the metals today. Jobs number coming in shockingly much higher than anticipated versus 144 job bill. It was 144,000. It was a bill to 254,000. That caused the dollar to jump 56 cents, put it back over 102. Gold and silver initially tumbled on the numbers, then turned around and seen gold rally $12 off those lows to unchanged. Silver rallied 90 cents from the lows, putting them up 90 cents in the day. Well, now that's gone. Now we're back down $11 on the gold at $2,668.10. Silver off 12 cents, $32.34. The Bitcoin still holding gains, up $905 at $61,929. Crude oil, though, making new highs as tensions build into the weekend. Will more oil facilities in Iran get hit like was seen yesterday? And or will neighboring countries to Iran start to become testy with the war developing in there? So we'll see. Crude oil up $1.54 to $75.25 on November. Gasoline picking up 2 cents a gallon, $2.11¼, while diesel fuel is up 4¾¢ to $2.34. Any questions, you can call us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221 for all your brokerage or livestock crop insurance needs. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.